Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The communist leader Karl Marx famously said that the government should follow the principle, to each according to his need, from each according to his ability. This has been tried in many countries with terrible, tragic results. In the practical political realm, the idealistic philosophy simply doesn't work for governing a country. It doesn't work because we humans are all sinful. By nature, we are not inclined to altruistic generosity, but to self-centered greed. As we confess in our liturgy, we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. But what doesn't work in the political realm is exactly the principle Christ uses to govern his church in the spiritual realm. To each according to his need, from each according to his ability. Or as Paul puts it in today's epistle reading, to each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. The greatest grace that all followers of Christ have been given is the grace of forgiveness. As Jesus tells his disciples in today's gospel reading, the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations. Jesus suffered death upon the cross and rose from the dead as a sacrifice to pay for your sins and earn for you forgiveness. For 2,000 years, this message of repentance and forgiveness of sins has been preached to all nations, believed by faithful followers, and has come across the centuries and around the world to us here today. As the book of Acts says, all the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. That is the greatest grace that all followers of Christ have in common, the grace of forgiveness and faith in our Savior Jesus Christ. But in addition to this universal Christian grace that all believers in Christ have received, he also gives to each of us a unique set of gifts and graces for service to him and to his church and to one another. To each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. The spiritual gifts bestowed by Christ and using those gifts for his glory is a major theme of the New Testament. Paul puts it this way in 1 Corinthians. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. It's really very appropriate that Christian church buildings often contain stained glass windows, like the beautiful window over our altar. Because you see, in a way, the church itself is like a stained glass window. Just as the window is made up of many individual pieces with different sizes and shapes and colors, Christ Church is made up of individual members with different gifts and talents and abilities. As Paul says in Romans, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. Now imagine this same stained glass window, but made up of all identical pieces, all exactly the same size and shape and color. Just as the beauty of a stained glass window comes from the rich variety of its individual pieces, the beauty of Christ's church is found in the rich variety of its individual members. Paul says the same thing another way in Romans and 1 Corinthians, comparing the varied members of the church to the varied parts of a human body. Just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. To each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. What are the gifts, talents, and abilities the Lord has graciously given to you for service to Him and His church and your fellow man? If you are not using your gifts to His glory, it's like a stained glass window that's missing a piece. As Peter says, each one should use whatever gifts he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. In today's epistle reading, Paul also tells us why. What motivates you to serve God with all that you are and have? I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. This is the time of year when we celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day to thank our parents for all they have done for us. Well, through holy baptism, your heavenly Father has made you born again as His beloved child. And that's what motivates you to use all that you are and have in service to Him. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received, your calling as a child of God. Paul puts it this way in 2 Corinthians. He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. Today is the Sunday after the Ascension of our Lord, which was observed last Thursday, when 40 days after Jesus' resurrection, He was received into the heavens, where He is seated in glory at the right hand of God the Father. But although Jesus is no longer with us bodily, He is still here, at work in the world. He is at work in the world through His word and sacraments. He is at work in the world through His church. He is at work in the world through you and the gifts He has given you. As Paul says in today's epistle reading, when He ascended on high, He gave gifts to men. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. What are the gifts, talents, and abilities the Lord has graciously given to you for service to Him and His church and your fellow man? Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. To each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. Amen.